Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you today?
Hi, Sonia. I spoke with someone a few days ago. I'm supposed to have an installation of my gas range tomorrow that was delivered, that I purchased. And I was told that I would be getting a call today, Monday, to be given the four-hour window that they're going to be coming tomorrow to do the installation. And I didn't get any calls at all today.
All right, the time frame usually generate between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m., but I'll be glad to get the order generated and provide that for you. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just let me know what you need from me, and then I can...
Is the telephone number we're speaking on, is that the number associated with the order?
Yes, miss, yeah.
Okay, all right, that will generate it. Give me one moment, please.
Hello, I'm on the phone.
All right, and I do apologize for the hold. It just takes an extra minute or two to generate by the phone number.
I'm just asking, so then next time when I don't know how to do it, I can just do it.
I'm on the phone. I'll sit over there real quick. Lower it, I'm on the phone. Miss, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. It's just taking longer than usual.
Okay.
And I do apologize for the hold. All right, I'm going to refresh here and try it again. All right, sir, I've just refreshed and searching, waiting on the order to generate.
Yes.
1 second. All right, sir. And was this with Best Buy or Home Depot?
I purchased it from Home Depot.
Okay. And this telephone number, 978-918-4686, is the only phone number associated with the order?
No, it could be under another number as well, 617-233-2326. That's an alternate number, but it should be under the 978-918-4686 is the primary number.
Okay, and I'm still waiting on it to generate one by that number. Okay, there it is. I do apologize for the hold. Could you please verify the name and address, please?
Jason Haddad, 34 Heritage Drive, Tewksbury, Massachusetts, 01876.
All right. And actually, that phone number generated an old installation that was completed already. It's back in March. And that's from the phone number that we're speaking on.
That was probably for the dryer that I purchased.
Yeah, so I'm going to try the 617 number. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 617-233-2326.
Yes, I'm actually searching with that number now. And it's still loading. Excuse me. Okay, and the 617-233-2326 2326?
Yeah. 2326. Yeah.
All right. So was it for an installation or delivery?
No, I have the gas range. It was delivered. I need it installed.
Okay,
which is what we paid for.
Okay, well, you would need to contact the store because there is no installation order in our system to be scheduled.
That's so weird because I was like told that you guys would call me today, with an installation time.
Had Home Depot submitted a PO over for an installation order, yes, sir, that would have taken place.
I have all the paperwork with me.
I understand that. I'm not saying that you don't have it and you didn't pay for it, but Home Depot has not submitted a PO over for us. I'm not generating an order in our system for you.
I'm confused by all of this because when it got delivered, I received a call asking me, like, after it got delivered, I got a second call from you guys telling me, when did you want it installed? And I said to them Tuesday, and they said, okay, someone will call you on Monday. To give you the 4-hour window that they're coming on Tuesday. So I'm just like confused by the whole thing because I got the call from this number giving me that information. So I don't know like what to do here because like I paid for everything through them and I even got the product delivered and then I got another call from your company telling me that asking me when we wanted it installed. And then they said they'd call me today to give me the window, and no one did. So that's what prompted me to call you guys back.
Okay, so you spoke with someone and scheduled the installation?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be for Tuesday, tomorrow. And when I asked them, what time, they said they'd call me today, Monday, and give me the 4-hour window that they're going to show up.
Yes, that is the process, and that is correct.
Yeah, and they're also going to take away my old range. So it's an installation of the new range and a removal of the old one.
Okay. So it's an install and haul away.
Yes, yeah, that's correct.
All right, I'm going to.
I appreciate all your help. Sorry for the, I don't know about paperwork and all these things, but I was shocked that I got
so
many calls.
Mm-hmm.
I
get it
all
the time. No worries. I'm going to make sure we get it taken care of for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I really do. It's just I've had it sitting here for 5-6 days in the middle of my kitchen, and my wife is looking at me saying, as soon as it gets hooked up, I'll start making home-cooked meals again. No more eating out. So I'm like, okay.
Ready to see what it can do.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Where was it? No, it was in the other one.
Yeah, maybe those would be the only two numbers and that it should be under. I mean, the first number I gave you, the 918 number, that's my cell phone, and that would have been the first number that I gave them, and then the 617 would have been the alternate number.
Okay. And your name would be the only name the order would be under as well.
I believe so. Yeah, Jason Haddad, Haddad. Can you search by my name?
I can, and I'm that's what I'm doing because that way, I should be able to generate multiple orders. It would show me all of your orders.
Yeah, Yeah, so first name Jason, last name Haddad, and then that address is the 34 Heritage Drive in Tewksbury, Mass. 01876.
Okay. And it is the same process. It just takes a little bit longer to generate without those order numbers. Yeah.
I mean, is there something off of the paperwork that I was given that could help you identify?
Not from Home Depot. No, sir. I couldn't search, like, with a Home Depot order number. No. I really wish you had. Okay, the agent that you spoke with about the scheduling, did they provide an order number for you?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
I wish. I would have given the first thing I would have referenced.
Yeah, and we'd had it real soon, quicker than now.
Yeah, I'm almost, like, so happy that I followed up with you guys because, we planned on, taking tomorrow to, like, make ourselves fully available for it to get done. So I would have been so upset if had it not came and would have been just in, like, wondering what happened, you know?
Yes, I understand that. All right, so let's see. Please be there for me. I know you're going to be there for me. Oh, yes. Yes. I found it.
Okay, thank
God. Okay,
okay.
And you know why we couldn't find it by the phone number?
Why?
They have 978-688-1007.
Oh gosh, that's my old phone number when I lived still with my parents. And I told her to update it in store, and it looks like she must have not done that.
No, and actually,
so I wonder if that's the number they tried calling.
That's the number they did call.
Oh gosh, and my parents don't pick up the phone.
Especially a 1-800 number, so.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank God we found that.
Yeah. I told you I was going to take care of you. Okay. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and get the phone number updated on the order to 978-918-4686.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Now, the number has been updated, so you may receive another phone call, but your time frame tomorrow is 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the technician does call 30 minutes upon arriving.
9 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. Perfect. Thank you so much. This
You're
is
welcome.
So helpful. You know, I really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.
Thank
Anything
you.
Else I could help with?
No, happy holidays to you. Stay safe and healthy. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And thanks for calling XPO and have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.